this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
Oh, that's great. Thank you for that, J.D. I really appreciate that. Joining me now from CSURams.com, Mike Brohard, also RamWire Insider. And I know Mike was just not a fan of The Rock and that intro for the Super Bowl, so I couldn't help myself, my friend.
I almost hung up.
So you're not going to do the next pay-per-view with me? You're not going to do Royal Rumble or anything, man? I was hoping I could invite you.
I just thought that was so overdramatic, staged. Just, you could look at the sidelines when they were panning the sidelines, and the players are like, "Are you serious?" And the coaches are like, "Can we just play already?" That was just so made for TV and so unnecessary. It was too over the top.
I'll admit, he could have cut it a little. Like it should have been more, in my opinion, just more concise. But he did kind of drone on for a little bit. I would have been better with it if it was just a bam, like 15 seconds of it instead. But he went on for a while. I'll give you that.
Yeah, that went on for about 5 minutes too long, and I think it took all 5 minutes. Yeah.
How about the halftime show? Were you into that?
I was good with that.
You liked it?
I liked the halftime show. I thought it was great. It was funny because I went directly to Twitter because I knew like half the country was going to hate that. And so I wanted to read your reactions to how many hated it. And then it happens every year, no matter what the halftime show is, you have that a large percentage of the population goes, "That's the best halftime show ever." And people seem to forget that Prince put on that best halftime show ever. So until somebody beats that, and this one I would put right behind that, but still Prince was unbelievable.
It's so hard to do. I've talked about this a lot on the show. It's like, I mean, you're asking these musicians that have, you know, they do shows that are typically, what, a couple of hours. There's a buildup leading into it. They got 10 minutes to make that thing perfect. And you know, even when they do, as you said, no matter what, you're going to have half the population say it's terrible. So there's always so much pressure that comes with it.
No, I thought it was great. So the 1 year I covered the Super Bowl was Elway's last game. And it was right around the time when they really started getting into the halftime show and making a big deal of who was singing the national anthem. And Cher was singing the national anthem, and Kiss was performing like at halftime. And it was the greatest press conference I went to Super Bowl week, because Cher informed us that she never really, really listened to the Star-Spangled Banner, but once she did, it quote-unquote kind of rocked, which I thought was awesome. And then somebody asked Cher how well she knew the band Kiss, and she said, "Which ones?" They said, "All of them," and she just replied intimately. So it was a great press conference.
There's so much that goes with it, man. It was a good game too. Commercials? Anything stick out to you with the commercials?
I love the return of the E-Trade Baby.
Oh, me, that was my favorite. Yep.
That just slayed me. I like that one a lot, and I hope they bring that back and just keep kind of rolling with that. But no, I thought most of them were pretty good.
You know,
there were a couple out there that I was still kind of trying to figure out what the heck they're trying to sell. But you know, that's okay.
When you're that's what I'm saying. If you have no idea what just happened at the end of the ad, I don't know. It's probably not a good thing. All right, Mike. So I want to take my father-in-law. He's been dying to go because he went to CSU, he went to Wyoming both, so he's dying to go to this game next week, CSU-Wyoming. I did just get tickets for us. As I got them, I just got a notification, I'm looking at it right now, sold out. So, I mean, I think I've just barely got past it. It's absolutely nuts.
That's amazing. I mean, and it's a great run, and it's a team that's well-deserved to get this kind of attention. I know I was down here in Texas. We traveled yesterday with the swim team because they start the Mountain West Championships tomorrow. And some of the girls on the team were trying to claim their tickets, and it was like an overload of the ticket system, so they had to keep logging in and keep redoing it to get their tickets. So students are knowing they've got to get them early if they want to get in. But, no, I think it's going to be a fantastic game.
Yeah, no, I'm so excited about it. There's a lot in front of us yet with this Colorado State team. I know that they got first things first. Every single game is so important in this conference. But my goodness, what a crazy, crazy game against Boise State. That game had everything, Mike.
Oh, that was, to me, that was better than the Super Bowl. I mean, that was you had runs and you had just haymakers thrown on each side, and both teams were down and both teams had to fight back. But that was just a gigantic road win for Colorado State on the road to get that victory. And you know, you got a lot of important performances out of that. I mean, I thought Chandler Jacobs was just phenomenal. David Roddy, Isaiah Stevens were themselves. But, I mean, it was just they did everything that they had to do to get that win, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, no question about it, man. And you had, again, so many key players stepped up in this game. I Roddy does his thing offensively, defensively. I love the block at the end. I got to say this, though. Chandler Jacobs was just, to me, he was the X factor in that game. It seemed like late in the first half they were having some issues with him, and he put that to the test in the second. He had some key shots, some key free throws, key defensive plays. When he's clicking, he is so much fun to watch.
Yeah, I mean, the kid has shown he's got an all-around game. He can defend, he can rebound, and he can definitely score. So he came up clutch for them, especially down the stretch in the second half and then in overtime, not just offensively, but what he was also doing defensively and rebounding, all of it was important. They needed every last ounce that they got out of everybody on that floor. And I thought James Moores, again, was pretty impressive when he played. And I thought John Tanjay came up with some key plays. Those are the kind of things that you've got to get when you're going to win games like that.
Yeah, no question about it. It takes a little bit of everything to complete a victory like that, in overtime especially. But, man, what a key victory for Colorado State to stay close in this race, too. With Wyoming, Boise State, and CSU, it is getting tight. I know Colorado State still has some huge games, too. As we talked about, the Wyoming game is there. Utah State on the road. Boise State again. So some big ones. And, again, you in New Mexico and at UNLV, we've talked about it, Mike. UNLV is one of those weird, scary teams that if they get rolling, they can upset you.
I think they showed that at Moby Arena, especially if Bryce Hamilton gets hot and if you let him get going. That's one thing I think, you know, CSU is kind of looking at is they've had some players that kind of have gone off against them. I mean, you saw it a little bit. Bodie Hume was first one from UNC, really had a big game. You've had a couple of them that way. I think CSU defensively, the players, they kind of take offense when a player goes off against them. Whether they win, whether they lose, they just really don't like to have a player have a game like that against them.
Yeah, no question about it. Well, it's a fun time to be a Rams fan. There's so much going on. Mike, what are you working on, man, that we can check out at CSURams.com in the next couple of days?
My time schedule is thrown off, but I think, is it 1:30 your time?
It is 1:30 my time.
About a half hour. Yeah, a story that I've wanted to do all year was really on, I thought, a key improvement in Isaiah Stevens' game was him cutting down his turnovers. That's the big difference in him. You know, I think he's still sitting sixth in the country right now in turnover to assist ratio. But the big difference has been he's really cut his turnovers basically in half and what that's led to for the team. And I thought it was interesting to sit down and talk to him about what he put into this summer to make that happen. And he's been phenomenal. I went back and looked at it. He's had four games this year with a high of three turnovers, but he's also had four games this year where he's had none. Last year, I believe it was, he had 10 where he had four or more, and he had a two-game stretch where he had 15 combined. So he's been remarkable in that regard. And I think that's made a huge difference for Colorado State's improvement.
Yeah, no question, man. Even when he's not scoring a lot, he is still impacting the game in so many ways. Mike? Appreciate you as always, and I don't worry, I won't invite you to my next pay-per-view party, I promise, okay?
I don't mind The Rock, I just don't want him interrupting my kickoff, and especially in such over-dramatic fashion. It was almost like watching reality TV, which I just don't want to do, so there you go.
Okay, so Royal Rumble's back on, no reality TV parties. I'm just taking notes here, Mike, because I'm trying to make this the best experience possible.
You know, I grew up with All-Star Wrestling and the High Flyers and Vern Gagne and going down to the Denver Coliseum to watch Precious Paul Ellering and Jesse the Body Ventura. Mm. I got no problem with wrestling. I just don't want The Rock interrupting my kickoff.
I hear you, man. I hear you. I will write a letter. Don't worry. I'm going to help out as much as I can. Mike, appreciate you as always, okay?
You guys take care. Have a great week.
All right, man. Mike Brohard of CSURams.com. I'm not even a wrestling fan anymore. I liked it. No, I know. Normally you guys are like, Brady, you don't like that kind of stuff. You're like the old man. But for some reason, The Rock, to me, there's not a lot he can't do, so I'm good with it. 32 minutes after the hour, we got to take a quick break. We got Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos coming up next. Why are the Broncos getting so much love from Vegas? Eighth favorite to win the Super Bowl. We'll talk about it next. First, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.